Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Stephen Schleicher, executive producer of Majorspoilers.com and your producer for Critical Hit. Before we get into this week's show, I just want to say thank you so much for everything that you've done for Critical Hit in 2013. It's without you, we wouldn't have been able to do all the great things we've been doing. We wouldn't be able to put out content each and every week for you when we can. We did almost win a podcast award this year, thanks to a lot of you who listen to this show. We didn't get close, but of the 4,400 nominees, we did make it into the top 10 finalists for our category. We lost to Ira Glass's NPR This American Life. If you want to hear more about this and hear me break down and cry, go check out the most recent Major Spoilers podcast. It's the name of the episode is Stephen Cries, episode 555, Make Stephen Cry Edition, over at Majorspoilers.com. If you haven't been over at Major Spoilers, you should check it out. The first of the year, we underwent a brand new change on the site. I think you'll like it, including clicking on the Major Spoilers podcast menu item will take you to a whole new site that focuses only on the podcast. So if you're looking for all of the Critical Hit podcasts in one easy-to-reach location, you'll find it in our podcast mini site. If you also want to catch up on what's going on throughout the year, I'm going to ask you to sign up for a free bonus tracks episode. There's a big sign on it over at Majorspoilers.com. You click on that, you'll sign up for our email list, and I promise you I'm not going to sell your email to some company that's going to spam you. I promise we won't spam you. Right now you're going to get at least one email a week to let you know what's going on at Major Spoilers. Some people weren't aware that we were going to take the site down on December 31st, and then bring it back up on January 1st with this whole new look. If you subscribe to the email and help us out, then most certainly you'll know that ahead of time. You'll also get a free bonus tracks episode where several of us on the Major Spoilers crew, I think the one in this free one is myself, Rodrigo, and Rob, we sit down and provide a commentary track to Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. And you can get that free just by signing up at the Major Spoilers email list. I'm going to start taking a little bit of time at the top of these shows and talk directly to you so you guys all know what's going on. We hope you're enjoying Critical Hit. I think there's going to be a lot of great things coming up in 2014. You can find more about that over at Majorspoilers.com. All right, that's it for my jibber jabber. Let's get to some action and see where our team is at this week on Critical Hit. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for using the Amazon.com link over at Majorspoilers.com to make your Dungeons & Dragons purchases or whatever that you're buying these days to replace the miniatures that Wizards of the Coast decided to get rid of. Pathfinder, probably. Is that what people are buying?
Right? Yeah, that's what the kids are buying.
Available.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
Or are you guys just buying the box set of... What was that one you
Dungeon
brought
Command.
The other day?
Dungeon Command.
Dungeon Command stuff.
They need to make more.
Yes, they do need to make more.
Or perhaps you're just buying the little flat discs, the little pogs. That's all fine. A little bit comes back our way, helps us out, helps make sure that this show comes out week after week, except for the weeks that it's not.
And when it does.
And when it does. And it's all because of you guys and gals.
It won't.
And we are guys and a gal. Ready to play a game, Rodrigo.
So if anyone ever wondered what it sounds like before we start recording...
That's all been edited out.
Oh, okay.
All right, so last time...
On Critical Hit!
Yay!
Best new tradition. Making memories as we go.
It is a new year, man.
All right. So, yes.
Where are we?
When we last left our heroes, they had arrived in Diamond Throne proper. the capital of the country of Diamond Throne and Sundry Lands. And had recently seen an interesting installation piece that was very reminiscent of their faces. But not too reminiscent of their faces.
Pretty reminiscent of my face.
Yeah, yeah.
All of them.
Oh, good for you.
My name's Randis and I have a human head.
Not a big old melon head with horns on it.
Yeah, or a head like a gourd with big bubbly eyes like a 57 Chevy.
57 Chevys are cool.
I look like Squid Car with big goggles on my face.
Hey, you guys. That wasn't even... What the heck? What's with that? What was...
A couple of kids playing around the statues.
Broke my glasses. What the hell? Just cut that part out.
It's like the dialogue on this week's episode of Critical Hit was thrown off a random encounter table.
All right. So, yes. Our heroes entered through the south part of town. I believe somebody asked for directions as to where they kept their king. And then somebody promptly pointed at the keep in the center of town, and everybody began moving in that direction. Diamond Throne is a city that has clearly grown significantly since it was first built. It probably, in fact, started out as only the keep and has progressively grown from there. Not too many steps after entering through the southern gate do you run into what is pretty clearly houses that were built flush against what was probably the wall to the city before the walls were expanded some more.
Taco when the walls fell.
As you continue to travel into the city, it is in fact a very busy town. There are people milling around. There are people carrying stuff back and forth from what's probably the market someplace downtown. And the thing that stands out the most is that very quickly the party finds themselves in a district where probably more than a dozen people. Hey, Matthew's here.
We got two of them.
Oh God!
Oh, it's doing. Oh, okay.
So one time. I duplicated myself through the use of dark magic.
That means you two must fight to the death.
Right.
Sorry.
Now I'm in stereo.
Only in the echo chamber of your mind, Matthew.
Oh, Brian. You're so bad at this. There you go.
There we go. Thank you.
Hey
Matthew has won.
Yeah, that was definitely the first Matthew that just left.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
We know who the victor is.
Yes.
Because you're the one with the beard and the mustache, the goatee.
Yeah, time travel is a very, very serious business.
All right. So as I was attempting to say, before I was interrupted by not one, but two Matthews.
One more Matthew and I'm going to sing the longest time in two-part harmony.
That actually wouldn't be terrible.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You know, that's about as good as my compliments get, too, so...
Hey, I'm taking it.
So, yes, as I was saying, the group gets to a district, and the most... The thing that stands out about it the most is that there's upwards of a dozen people trying to shovel snow out of the public pathways, and there are walls of packed snow, probably a good 10 feet tall, or at their top. Basically, they are kind of big mounds, but they're packed so tightly that they're actually at least a little bit vertical. Further ahead, it's pretty clear that it's not the entire district that's this way. It's just like this one spot.
Is it just suddenly appear? Like, wall, those big, huge mounds of snow suddenly are there? You know, you turn a corner and it's there? Or is it like gradually builds to
mounds? Nope, you turn the corner and it's there.
Okay. Hmm.
There also appear to be a few constables here supervising and trying to, for example, send people who have carts in a different direction because the pathways are slick and narrow and, you know, you can lose a horse. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
What happened here?
Well, it snows here now.
Oh, just randomly snow burst?
Not randomly, pretty specifically, about 3 times a day.
In this specific spot?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, interesting.
You can come back and see it in a couple hours if you want.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Move along.
Or moves along.
Okay. It is kind of tough going through here with your horses.
Yes.
But if you dismount and just lead them through, it's easier.
Do that.
And eventually, you guys arrive at the keep. Probably for the majority of you that have been here, this place was at least somewhat impressive when you first came here. Nowadays, with all the stuff that you guys have seen, the keep of Diamond Throne is actually not a particularly impressive structure. Clearly a functional keep that could be easily guarded and would... where you would probably have an easy time repelling most mundane intruders, but it's just a big gray wall surrounding a what was probably a very big and very tall castle for the time it was built, and probably for the central continent is still considered, you know, large and imposing. But again, having seen a continent that is a city and a few other wonders, it's difficult to have your breath taken away unless something hits you really hard in the gut.
Which tends to happen with
frequency. Which does happen with some frequency.
Hey, cat, come here.
No.
Sport.
You might break his egg.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. When you arrive at the gates of the keep, there are 4 guards posted outside. They all wear steel, kind of full plate armor with helmets, and they have little emblems with a crown on them. They are to each stand on either side of the gate, and they will say there's two of them are male, 2 of them are female, armed with long swords, and they each have a long sword and a short sword. And then also we'll say on the left side of the gate is a podium, And there is some kind of official of some type. It is a man in his 30s, relatively dark skin, light hair, and light eyes, and wearing some robes that look official, as well as he himself having a little pin that has a crown on it.
Is he one that we would recognize from before? Probably not.
Oh, almost certainly not. Okay. If you did see him before, I doubt that you would have noticed this guy.
Okay. Hello?
Hello. Do you have business here?
In a manner of speaking.
He starts flipping through his book.
I am Orym of the Torkeltones. We were through here several years ago. We prevented the world from coming to an end. There are some statues back that way that mostly resemble us.
He looks at you guys, says, let me check something. Just stay here. And he goes over, goes into the keep, and a couple minutes later comes back with a young lady. She is also wearing some official-looking robes. She has fairly light skin, light hair, blue eyes, and is also wearing a pin with a crown on it. She comes over, and he goes over to his book and starts writing something in it. But she walks right up to Orym and says, "Ah, greetings. I'm the new King Seneschal."
Oh, very nice to meet you. I'm Orym. This is Torque. This is Randus.
Hi.
Ket and Trell.
I'm very pleased to meet all of you. We did not know you were coming, but I can. I assume if the Moon Heroes are here, it must be for urgent business.
Yes, indeed.
I can arrange for you all to see the king as soon as he is available. Do you require accommodations?
If you have them, that would be fantastic.
Certainly. I've already started moving the staff to get some rooms ready for you, so they should be ready in minutes.
Thank you.
If you would all like to come in, you can stand in the courtyard.
Can you take care of our horses?
Of course.
Trell looks like she's not sure how to, like, transfer power of horse to other person.
She doesn't in any way approach Trell. She, like, turns around, and when she says that you can wait in the courtyard, she turns around, but clearly expecting you to follow her.
Okay, I guess horse comes into courtyard.
Yep.
Still a
okay,
yard.
There are other horses inside. In the courtyard.
There are not other horses in the courtyard, but about two steps in, there is somebody who comes over and just goes to take the reins of the horse.
Okay. Trell hands horse over.
Okay.
Goodbye, pretty boy.
Bye, horse.
Pretty boy.
No, that one's horse. No, she's saying there's another horse that is called horse.
Right.
Yes.
Her horse was called horse.
Yes, Trell's horse was called horse.
Which was probably the one Ket was riding by that point.
Yeah. So she's saying bye to it.
Died. Why'd you kill Ray?
Torque's horse.
Why'd you run ahead of the party?
Rob is more upset about Gray than he ever was about Smith.
Yep. That sounds about right.
Rob made the choice to kill Smith.
No,
Gray was just taken from him.
Exactly.
I'm not criticizing it. I find it great.
Yes. I find it great.
Wait, there was an S at the end of that, wasn't there?
So, yes, you guys are led into the courtyard, which is in and of itself fairly busy. Your horses are taken and taken around to what is clearly a stable off over there. And within a few minutes, somebody comes down and asks you to follow them to your rooms.
Okay. Follow them.
You are taken into the keep, and somewhere along the way, the seneschal joins you and says, well, we are in luck. You arrived just after some of our functionaries from the other houses left. So we actually have some rooms in the North Tower available, which I'm sure the king would be happy to put you in.
Oh, that's fine.
Sounds reasonable.
So, is this a king that you haven't met before, Aurum?
I'm imagining that it's the same king that's been sitting here for years.
Yes, King Amnaz III, you met him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, same king. Not like a baby king, but...
They haven't elected a new king.
Yeah, they haven't... Right. I'm glad Radnus doesn't understand monarchy either. That's good.
In other words, he didn't get fat and go on a Las Vegas tour for the final time.
Either way, I didn't.
What?
Oh, I get that one.
Oh, wait, that's an elf.
He hasn't died on the throne.
Please let it be noted that I had nothing to do with any of this.
That
is all of their one.
He didn't resign and then go to live in a villa but in the same city, and while the other littler kings picked a new one. And this is a Pope joke. I hate all of you. Okay, moving on. Same king.
And every time he has dinner, he leaves one empty chair. Because I wanted to get in on the religious jokes that no one would get.
He decided to put on a jaguar head and fight other bad polygonal fighters.
Yes!
Rodrigo for the win.
Yes.
See, that's a Tekken joke.
I was trying to figure out which fighting game it was.
A good one.
There's a few good ones.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yes. You all are led to the North Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Led up some stairs that spiral around. Lots of awesome tapestries. Most of them fairly aniconic. None of them really portraying a lot of battles or anything like that. There are a few that are clearly depicting. There's a lot of black wolves on red fields. Also, golden crowns on red fields. And eventually, you arrive at what appears to be the top floor of this tower. And the tower is very wide, and there's a lot of rooms on this floor. You were taken to the very end of it. And she says, these five rooms, these four across from each other, and then this one over here, are for you. If you require anything else, let me know. I will be back to check on you shortly once the king decides when he will see you.
Orm takes a bow. Thank you very much.
She bows back.
I want food.
She stops. We can set something up for you. I'll send someone back here in a second.
Okay.
And she turns around and walks away.
She's gonna walk into a room.
Okay. These rooms are big. Big 4-post beds. Lots of furniture. The majority of them will have some sort of large animal rug, probably a bear, as well as some of the taller furniture will have like nice little like baubles on it, as well as a big, at least one big silvery mirror somewhere in the room. Also a big metal bowl with water and a pitcher full of water as well. Hmm. Plus a few other amenities.
You're like a chair?
Yes, there is a chair.
I freshen up.
Okay.
What he said.
All right.
Yep.
Start polishing the arm.
Trell does makeup.
Okay. Well, it's not very long before a servant comes by and knocks on each of your doors and says, we have a meal prepared for you in the mess hall downstairs. I'll be over here when you're ready.
Thank you.
Well, I've knocked the dust off my clothing and have cleaned up. I'm ready to go.
Okay. You guys head down and are led to a room that is, in fact, a big mess hall. It has a large table and a couple other smaller tables on the side. And set at the large table are 5 places. There is some sort of large bird at the center, as well as what appears to be the rib portion of some sort of cattle-style animal. A lot of starchy vegetables that have been boiled in some way, and about 4 or 5 different kinds of bread. As well as what appears to be a couple different kinds of wine also available. There's 3 entrances to this room, 2 of which have a servant over by them. You guys enter through the third. Hmm. And the servant that leads you in goes out through one of the other exits. Hmm. And the servants just kind of stand there. Every once in a while, you guys do see either coming up or down the stairs one of the palace guard types in sort of steel armor with a little crown pin.
So I take it we sit down and eat?
I take it you sit down and
That's
eat.
That's right. We eat too.
Okay.
And the food is good.
I follow their lead.
And poisoned.
And poisoned.
Yes. Luckily for me, I noticed the poison and don't eat.
But don't bother to
warn anyone. We were just declaring we don't eat.
And try to make sure the nerds eat more.
Wow. Did you hear what she said about Kat? That is cold.
Trell is diligently trying to taste every wine.
I'm sorry. Pardon?
She's trying to taste every wine. He said there's a large selection of wine.
2 words. Got it.
What?
Never mind.
I don't know what you said, but I have a feeling it was not good.
You said never mind. I don't.
No.
Tork, go and drink. and eat the rib of a large automobile.
Okay.
Are there discernible differences in these wines?
Yes, actually. There's drastic differences.
For the first couple ones, at least.
Yeah.
One tastes like raisins.
No, it's difficult to put your finger on it, but there's probably three reds and three whites, and all of them have very distinct parts to them.
If only Paul Giamatti was here to tell us.
Yeah. She stares at Orem. There's a bunch of different ones.
Oh, yes. I mean, they all have a very nice bouquet. Smell this one. See how it evokes the scent of the ever-deep forest in there?
Oh.
I like this.
And you hold this one up to the light and swirl it. You see how the little particulate is floating in there? Almost as if it were from a more rocky region of the country.
Oh.
Do you drink it?
Mmm, it's delicious.
Okay.
Do you drink a lot of wine?
They had classes on it at the Cerulean Academy.
I mean, yeah, do they have classes on it?
Oh no, this is something that every Eladrin is raised just knowing it. It's almost like they come out fully formed knowing about all the wines and wine appreciation.
Each child of the Feywild, a Vinter. God. So you guys eat and drink. And
be merry.
And the seneschal comes in and says, I can get you a meeting tonight with the king.
Oh, that would be most excellent. Thank you.
So you all probably have enough time for dessert. Maybe get yourselves cleaned up after dinner.
Yes.
And I'll send somebody to get you.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you really busy right now?
Yes, but okay. Do you need something?
No. I thought maybe we should just talk to someone about stuff that's going on here, but that's okay. That's okay.
What do you want to know?
Well, for example, you're not the same Chenasol that was here the last time.
That is correct. I've only been here about a year.
Oh. What happened to the previous one?
What is the best way to say it? Well, he was very well regarded after he helped to put together the assault that you all took part in.
Mm-hmm.
He was granted a noble name and title, as well as land, and became very preoccupied with the affairs there, to the exclusion of his actual job as a seneschal.
Ah.
It was land in wine country, and He, aside from developing a strong preoccupation with the young women of that region, he also discovered that he had a great taste for the local wine.
Oh, that's nice.
Orm slides the glass away just a little bit. I see. Well, okay. And you're enjoying your position now?
Oh, yes. It's great. It's it's going to help me meet a lot of people, and I think I will eventually be able to parlay such a strong position to bring more honor to my house.
What's your name?
My name is Isadora. Isadora Citrunic.
What? How is the king doing? How is his demeanor?
He's doing fine. There are a lot of problems facing the nation, as always. But we are fortunate in that the king has always had a an almost prescient ability to set up plans, to line up experts. As you well know, Diamond Throne was protected from the lunar event because the king saw value in speaking with magicians and alchemists to protect it. He also has been instrumental in maintaining relations with the Exilarchy of Cogs, which has helped us greatly to minimize some of the casualties from roving lunar monsters.
Very good.
Aside from that, the usual problems with politics, problems with null bans coming out of Mandravo. Not much that wasn't happening before.
Okay.
So the king's demeanor is usually fair, but he's certainly a man who values his time.
Very good. All right, well, thank you very much.
No problem. Is there anything else you need?
What should we call you?
Seneschal is fine.
Okay.
I'm good. She turns around and leaves.
Do you have your ask ready to go, Rob, when we meet the king? Do you have your request and everything ready to go?
Out numbers or?
Yes.
I could probably find it.
I hate to do this again, but should, like, Orm do the talking? Or does that matter?
Yes, my diplomacy is 7. I should do the talking.
I know!
Hey there, king! Hey. What's the shakes?
Remember when I was drunk the last time?
My diplomacy was also 7.
All right. I mean, same thing as last time. Like, you know this guy.
Yes.
But it's probably fine. I mean, like, you know, he has a seneschal do his talking and stuff for him a lot. So maybe this is, like, the same. All right, whatever. You guys know this guy better than I do.
Mm-hmm. I think Kit will be fine.
Which is to say we've got a little bit
of time. What's the quality of this
threat? Assuming Rob's fine.
More importantly.
More importantly.
There is a grainy, seedy bread.
Mm.
There is a fluffy, very bland bread. And there is a kind of generally texturally unremarkable bread that has clearly had a lot of salt and spices incorporated into its making, so it's flavorful, but other than having a somewhat flaky crust, it doesn't have much else going for it.
They got all this food ready really fast.
Well, there's, it is the king.
Probably plenty of people here to take care of the needs of the king's guests.
Eat some dessert, go clean up.
Yep. What is the dessert?
Fruit and cheese.
Yes. Mm.
You're no fun.
Clearly you haven't had the right cheese with your fruit.
I don't like cheese.
Clearly,
side note.
You haven't had the right cheese with your fruit.
Clearly, Kit is lactose intolerant.
Yes.
Oh, side note, like elves would probably be lactose intolerant because there's not really a mechanism for creating cheese. And
elves have really good fort saves.
Oh, that's true. But cheese and dairy products are actually not something most bodies or human bodies are built for naturally. I'm sorry, I'm shutting up.
Tark's going to take a loaf of bread and cut it in half and cover it in cheese.
Okay.
Trell's definitely taking some food with her.
Orcs are likewise lactose intolerant, but it's okay because I'm bunking with Ket.
We each have our own room, Tork.
That doesn't matter to him.
Hello, Okay.
The walls are right next to each other.
Gross.
All right. So somebody comes and gets you, takes you back up to your rooms in case you need to do any washing up. They tell you where the that they can get you more water if you need. And then a servant comes to get you, leads you back down the tower over to the keep proper, I guess to the castle. In through the front door, over some steps, and to what is clearly the audience chamber, which is largely what the room that the castle is built around. Standing outside is the seneschal. She says, I will present one of you, and then you can introduce everyone else. Who should I?
You can introduce me if you like, and then I can introduce the rest of the party.
Very well. She goes in, closes the door behind her. The door's open, and she motions for you to come in.
Enter.
Yep. The room is fairly large, has a big open area for people to stand. There are a few benches on the sides, and all along the side are several different tapestries, five of which are larger than all the other ones. One of them, there's five large tapestries. One has, each one of these has a shield on it. So probably clockwise from, basically over the king's left shoulder. They are as follows. A black field, and they all have kind of the classic like 3-point shield kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
That one has a black field, and inside it a red wolf with three crowns above its head. Name of it says Margraven above it, and there is a scroll which has been, it's part of the tapestry itself, but it's made to look like a scroll. Mm-hmm. That says by godly right. The next one has a it is yellow and green, purpale, which means it's like half and half. On the left side is a bear that's sitting down. On the right side are three suns, just one on top of one above the other. Above it, it says Duline, Duline. And the scroll says the land yields. Next one is a red field with a probably ocean dominating the bottom third of it. Above it is an 8-pointed star, reminiscent of the symbol of Corillon, but not exactly the same. And then up flying above the star are three birds kind of in an arc above it. The name above it says Halbaron, Hallbaron. And the scroll underneath it says nor elf nor orc. Next up is a quadrant. So it's like divided into fours. And it's a, it's blue and red. So red square, blue square, red square, blue square. Each red square has a yellow tower, kind of like a chess rook looking thing. And each blue square has a red bat. The name above it says Berenhall, Berenhall. And the scroll below it says, From Darkness. And then finally, a purple field with what is most likely supposed to be a dragon, comfortably curled up and sleeping, with the dragon is white, with three white eight-pointed stars above it. Again, similar to Korlan's symbol, but not exactly the same. Name above it says Oblea, O-B-L-E-E-A. And the scroll below it says, Wake Not the Dragon. Along with these are many other ones. For example, there's one with a cool dragonfly. There's one with some swords crossed. There's one that is almost, it's basically the symbol of Arathis with some other stuff around it. There's big windows, and the windows, these things are offset from the wall so that the windows kind of shine behind them and gives the room a lot of color as you walk in. On the opposite end from the entrance is a large, dais where the throne is. There's two thrones. Not actually made out of diamonds. They're actually just really big wooden chairs,
which is kind of depressing.
Yeah, I can understand that, but probably more comfortable. Sitting on the one on the right, is a young woman, she is fairly young. Has her hair in a complex array that ends, like, basically builds up to a bun that stands a little bit above the actual top of her head, which itself has some cloth over it. She is wearing a green dress, fairly light skin, kind of auburn hair. And then on the other chair is a man who you could swear last time you saw him was 10 years younger. And if you add it all up, he's probably only 5 years or so. He's got mostly black hair, although his temples are somewhat gray. Is not a clearly not a terribly tall, big, or imposing person, but seems to command the room, certainly. He is wearing a black shirt and black slacks with a red cape. Nice gloves, nice boots. And sits up a little when you all walk in. The seneschal walks in front of you, stops a sizable distance from the throne, motions to Orym and says, Your Majesty, this is Orym Rivendorn. I believe you've met him before. He will introduce his companions. I will be right by the door if anyone needs me.
Orym takes a step forward, bows very deeply. Your Majesty, thank you for seeing us. It is wonderful to be back in Diamond Throne again after our great and wondrous travels around this land and different planes. in trying to protect and right the universe. Last time we were here, you may remember Torque. I'm guessing he takes a bow. Torque does. Okay.
Best I can.
And Randus.
Kind of waves and bows. And hi.
Unfortunately, our other companion that we were with at the time, Smith, fell in battle trying to save the world. But we have had two other companions join us in our adventures in the Astral Sea and in the Feywild. I would like to introduce Ket, Hazard,
Bow,
and Trell.
Bow.
Again, I want to thank you for seeing us. I know your time is very important. We are under a considerable amount of time constraints as well. The issues that we are dealing with have to do with the Feywild and the natural world interacting, which is resulting in a lot of the strange weather issues that you're seeing in your fine city. In order to explain further, I would like Ket to explain what's been going on and why we are here to see you today. Thank you. Bow down. Back up.
Bow, step forward. Your Majesty, as you have undoubtedly observed, the weather has taken a turn for the erratic and somewhat predictable. That is due to an issue in the Feywild of one being having the power of the four lords of the Feywild. We plan on fixing that and ask for your assistance in either getting us back to where we need to go or providing materials so as we can make the appropriate equipment to assist in this matter. There is also a matter of the town called Tuberville that has been taken over by the Church of Asmodeus, forcing most of the residents into slavery. That we needed to bring to your attention.
I see. Yeah. Puts up a finger to his chin. Stinks. Well, first off, and he turns away from Ket and over to look at Orym. Orym, Randus, Torque. Mm-hmm. I would first like to apologize to you for our last interaction. I did not feel that I was not aware that you all had the level of expertise that you do when dealing with extreme and unusual matters. So, first off, I would like for you to accept my apologies.
Oh, no need necessary. We realize you're very busy, and at the time we were just four people trying to do what's right. So, thank you.
We accept, sir.
Thank you. Now, as far as these issues in the Feywild, my consultants have turned in reports that, at the very least, they don't corroborate your story. Rather, your story corroborates what some of their suspicions are. But it's very difficult for anybody to gauge anything at this point. We are at an interesting point in Diamond Throne. There is There are many external threats to our country which we require funds to take care of, but simultaneously our people have never been more willing to sacrifice for the country. I'm sure you are all keenly aware of what exactly an external threat can do for a populace. So although we do have a lot of resources that we're moving around, we are also receiving a lot more resources than we expected. If you have a number or specifics of how we can help you, I would be you should give them to my seneschal, and she will make sure that you get whatever we can muster. I will give her instructions to give you whatever we can. We, like I said, we are in a good position right now, and certainly if you need a place to stay, facilities, funds, we would be more than happy to provide them, assuming that you are all also willing to, as it were, tout your citizenship to Diamond Throne, insofar as you are recognized heroes. Obviously, I don't mean for you to renounce any ties that you have to any other place, but while you're here, we might, for lack of a better word, parade you around a little bit, certainly the three of you.
Yeah, Grandis. I have no problem with that. Everyone knows my face.
And plus, I'm from here.
There is there is reason for this, aside from the fact that it would help morale for people to know that the Moon Heroes are back. I have worked hard, but perhaps not devoted the resources that I should have to improving relations with the half-orc population in the country in general. And I feel that Twerk's appearance here would actually help us a great deal, both to show half-orcs the sort of thing they can aspire to, for example, being a priest of a well-regarded religion here in Diamond Throne, and to show our more ignorant sections of the human population precisely the same thing, that simply because one has horns and tusks does not make one any less likely to accomplish great things.
I would definitely be happy to be a part of that.
I'm glad to hear it. As far as the Tuberville situation, I know I saw a report that we were at least going to send somebody down. I'll have to check again to see what the situation is with that.
You may want to have them be careful, because there's definitely some sinister doings in Tuberville.
Well,
some fellers down there what need to be cut in half.
I will take that under advisement. Is there anything else?
No, sir.
Do we need a guide maybe to get us to the...
Didn't he mention that? Or like we can ask the Seneschal for anything?
Very good.
We might want to consider if we are asking for funding, asking for enough funding not just to do everything that we need to do, but to take the quickie evil balance.
Yeah.
You mean the low arm roll route to
It's still faster than horses.
That's true.
Even
not
at,
much faster.
Even at your crappiest, you're slightly faster than a horse because eagles don't have to deal with hills.
There you go.
As the eagle flies.
Yes.
And it'd be like straight. Is there a quicker way? I mean, something that we should have thought of by this point?
I don't think so. Magical eagles is probably about as fast as it gets.
And I doubt anybody's built a portal to the place.
Yes. Certainly not. Which at least not between the lands of humans to it. Well, if there's nothing else, there's a few other things I have to attend to. So, and he like motions and says, "You are dismissed."
Bow.
Thank you.
Thank
bow.
You.
Exit out. Continue to bow.
Back out bowing. The seneschal lines up with you guys. And as you guys exit, there's a fairly young man carrying a few scrolls. And she just motions for him to go in, and he does. But the seneschal sticks with you.
Who is that lady? She didn't say anything. Did no one else see the lady?
That's the queen.
That's Mrs. King Embers.
Yeah, that's Queen Crystal.
Oh, that's so cute. So she just does she not usually talk during the thing? She just sits there? Is that normal? Is she upset?
No, I do not believe that she was upset. I think her and her husband have a system for how they like to deal with things. There are certain things that she handles and certain others that he handles. And as you all had met with him previously, it's not just that this is the sort of affair that he would handle, but also I think he wanted to handle it.
Did you guys not meet her before?
I think we saw her before, yes.
Okay.
They do what's called a good constable, bad constable. Sometimes she's all quiet, so you think she's...
God, I hope so.
No, it's true.
Listen, I want to go easy on you, but my wife...
Have you noticed how she hasn't said a word? She's not happy.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, I can only hold her back for so long.
The Constitution says that the king's in charge of the army, but all the guillotines belong to the queen. if we go by the book here, you're gonna be in trouble. She
kicks open the door. Let me at him.
She shuffles some papers around that she's carrying. Would you like to speak with the queen? I'm sure she can give you an audience, since I'm assuming you are all planning to stay here for some time.
Troll gets really red. I don't know. I don't know.
If the queen would like to speak with us, we'd be happy to, but we do not need to see her majesty.
Could you just tell her she has really nice hair?
I will pass that on to her.
Okay.
And please, present her with these. One of the handy haversack, a little smaller bag full of little pods of casting that will catch her up since the last time we were here.
I will see that she gets those.
Thank you.
That way she can be the king is now.
There is a meeting room in the North Tower. Would you like to meet there?
Yes.
Sound like a good idea.
Meet her? Meet her? No.
No. To discuss these resources that you need.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I would have to clear all the scheduling with her before you can meet with her.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Okay.
Unless she decides to meet with you, in which case you are meeting with her. And this whole time she's guiding you, and you guys are making it back up to the tower.
Yeah.
And to a meeting room, which has lots of extra paper and ink. At one point in between, she takes some time to go tell some people what she's going to need. And by the time you guys get to the tower, there's already some scribes there putting down some tomes on the table. She sits down next to them and starts flipping through some fairly imposing looking ledgers.
My first off, though. Yeah. Brandis, do you have the... Or go ahead and figure out the numbers for what we need. I've got it.
Thank you, Randis.
Rob, give me the numbers so Randis can give the numbers to Kat. Yeah.
Which I'll give Randis time to calculate.
He just knows them off the top of his head. He just has to write them down.
And then I will pull out the map that we have that is not all that terribly impressive at this point because of how far away we are from its origin. We know of a potential entrance to the Underdark here. Circle the area in
Mondravo.
We aren't certain exactly where it is, but our plan, because all of the entrances to the Feywild are currently blocked by the new Lord. What are you doing? Stop pushing buttons. We believe that our best chance to actually get into the Feywild is through the Feydark. Thus, we need to go through the Underdark. So, unless the Diamond Throne knows of another potential entrance?
No. All entrances that we know of have been sealed. Certainly all entrances in this country.
We could use a guide getting in through Mondravo.
Yeah, we can line something up.
Okay.
We have a good relationship with the people on that side of the country. I think they'll be more than happy to accept the king's gold to get you as far as they are, as far as they know anyway. I can't honestly guarantee how far into Mondravo they'll be able to get you. Mostly they spend their time trying to keep things out. But certainly we can get an escort together to get you there. It can, depending on what you need, it can even be fairly light, just a handful of soldiers on horseback.
That'd be great.
I don't know that we'd even need the soldiers on horseback necessarily. What's the cost on
400
a piece?
Yep.
Or each time?
Each time.
We have a ritual that Orm and Randis can perform that provides us with eagles for up to
24 hours, right?
12
hours.
How many people?
Oh, 8 people.
Up to 8 people to travel. So a guide to basically that actually knows the layout of Mondravo would be the only necessity, as I believe we can go over most problems we would have in the area if we're able to get the funds to utilize said ritual.
All right.
Just make sure they're not afraid of heights and get motion sick.
Okay.
So which number's which here?
That is no whip. No whip. That is with the whip.
Go for the whip.
Plus another 4K.
You think it's that far?
I think if you roll as poorly as you have been, it might be.
Fair enough. I don't know how far it is to there, so.
Actually, what is the distance?
Who knows?
Like, just a rough estimate, I mean. Am I overshooting, undershooting?
According to the map, the distance between Diamond Throne and your destination would be shorter than the distance between Basalt and the edge of the Everdeep Forest, which you got to very quickly. However, as you pointed out, the farther you get from the Sage Coast, mm-hmm. the more the map seems to weirdly contract as far as your actual traveling. So if you want to like write out an equation of how far you get and how off the distances are, you know, 10 shots is well within a safe zone. You know, according to the map, you could probably do it in 3 if you rolled well, but A, you might not roll well. B,
better plan
might
on 10.
Not roll well.
Right.
Fair enough.
There's just a lot of...
So add 4,000 then.
Okay, so yeah, 10 is overshooting, but not by a ridiculous margin.
Right.
I was just worried that it might be undershooting.
No, no.
Okay.
Just, you know, if you roll a 2 every time, you should be able to make it in 10.
I think we can do that.
Challenge accepted.
Done and done.
Better make it 12.
You realize now we're going to roll a 1 every time.
What else do you require?
Some provisions would be good.
Mm-hmm.
General provisions. Did Randis actually say the numbers?
No.
Okay.
What are the numbers, Randis?
Well, with the ritual, we'd be looking upwards 83,000 magic or magic components, residuum, kind of thing.
She writes it down.
Also, do we need some iron too?
If we're gonna stay here, we would need iron. I mean, if need be, we could get a whole, you know, get it from the
Exilarchy
cogs.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
We need... as the Fae are weak to cold iron,
mm-hmm.
So in order to make the weapons and protections that we need unworked iron. Though the Exilarchy, we have contacted them, say they have some.
How much iron do you need? This much?
Yeah.
We can get you that much iron.
That's okay.
I mean, you're talking about enough iron to make like 4 weapons and 5 pendants tops. 4 weapons and 4 pendants.
Weapon. You've already got your weapon?
Yeah. I've got a weapon.
Or do you need 2 weapons?
I don't need 2 weapons.
Okay. Yeah, right now it's only 3 weapons.
Yeah. Having this discussion.
Yeah. We can get you that much.
Okay. Then yeah. That much cold iron.
Well, this is right now outside of an amount that we can easily liquidate, but we can get you this much. You just have to wait. Maybe a few days.
Fair enough. Yeah.
That would since we are needing haste, would we be able to get small amounts of it over the few days, so as they can start?
We can. I'll gather up as much as we have today. So you'll be able to get started on this tomorrow if you wanted.
That's good. That sounds brilliant.
All right. What else?
Provisions, guide, magic stuffs.
Get to us. Let us know when we need to make our public appearances. All that.
Certainly, you will. You will know.
Yeah.
I'll try to give you plenty of time to prepare.
Sounds good.
Trumpets will arrive. Yep.
All right. Other than that, I can.
Jazunte.
Excuse me. Snuck up on me.
I can line up meetings with any sort of functionary that you want around here, anything else that you want to do while you're here. I assume that not all five of you are going to be involved in this at all times.
You assume no. correctly.
So think about what you want to do in the city, and I'll see what I can do about that.
Do you have... are there any emissaries from other elven bands around?
No.
Okay.
Usually when we speak to the elves, they stand outside of the city and talk to us.
Hmm. All right.
I'm sure you can find some elves around, but none of them that are here in an official capacity.
Right.
Do you have a funnel cake district?
Well, not a whole district for it, but I'm sure I can track something down for you.
It's probably been a while since Torque has had a good funnel cake. That's why I said district might be.
I'll see what I can do.
I'd like access to some historical records.
Fine. Anything in particular?
Anything that you guys might have on the Southern Continent, the Underdark Wars, and any information we could get on the Null situation would be useful, I think, too.
All right. She writes some stuff down. I'll have somebody... scour the library for you.
Thank you.
We'll, if we find anything, we'll just deliver it to your room.
Oh, thanks.
Anything else?
Someone who wants to lose some money.
I see. Well, certainly, you are not, prisoners here in the keep. So, if you desired to, walk straight out of the keep, for a couple miles, then make a right around after the first inn. So second inn that you come to, make a right. Walk until the houses started getting a little bit less pricey looking. You should be able to find at least one square where you will find some gentlemen wearing some long coats. Speak to them, and they should be able to find you someone.
Sounds good.
Also, you can usually, especially around here, handle a lot of these things to the Temple of Arathis. They're pretty adamant about maintaining gambling.
All right.
If you need anything, just ask a servant and they'll come find me.
Certainly.
She packs up her stuff, hands it to various scribe-looking guys. And she bows and says, I recommend that you all get some rest. There's going to be a lot of things to do, and I might require your assistance in procuring some of the materials as well. So make sure that you, if you need anything else, make sure that you think about it ahead of time.
Thank you. It is much appreciated, Senestral.
She turns around and walks out, and all of her assistants walk out with her.
Well, that seems like a fine place to stop. Everybody's happy at Diamond Throne. Good Yay. Things are happening. Things are moving. Cans are falling. Wonderful Riot times. That critical hit. And if you have a question about cans falling or druidic orders, or perhaps you want to find out about the various tribes, you can head over to majorspoilers.com and look under the Critical Hit podcast, where we keep all the archives and all the articles related to Critical Hit. If you have a question, I know we just did a mailbag a few episodes ago, but if you have any questions, all you have to do is send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com. If you want some really cool Critical Hit t-shirts, you can head over to /loot.com. That's where you can pick them up in a variety of different sizes and have them shipped out to you and wear them with pride at your next Dungeons & Dragons encounters, or at your next tabletop gaming session, or wherever you go to enjoy your gaming activities. Anything else? No? Hearing none, I call this episode to a close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.